Hurricane Florence is now a tropical depression, but the danger from the storm is far from over. The port city of Wilmington, North Carolina, was cut off today because of rising floodwaters. We reached Leslie Hudson in Wilmington as she was waiting in line for gas.
So I got up this morning looking for gas for our generator. We have no power, and I'm at Costco, which I understand from Gas Buddy is the only place in Wilmington that currently has gas. And it is, the line goes out the gas station, it winds through the Costco parking lot, and it goes around the block, down a couple streets. So it's going to be a long line. People are just sort of camping out. But what's great, honestly, is I, for the first time ever in a couple days, have cell service. So it's been really great to be able to just find out what's going on.
Could you leave Wilmington by road if you wanted to right now?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. We haven't had any data. The worst part, and in many ways, is just being really isolated. People here have no idea what's going on because I have no data service near our house.
Mm-hmm.
I think I probably could leave. I just don't think I'd get back in.
Right. And have you had any damage at your house there?
No, we were really, really lucky. There's been, our neighborhood was hard hit. We are surrounded by pine trees, and the Carolina pines just danced around and didn't really fall. We had minor damage, but nothing terrible. We were terribly lucky. What was more scary was Saturday night, Sunday, early Sunday morning, there were flash flood warnings and tornadoes. Two tornadoes came through town, one pretty close to us, and pictures came off the walls. And then we had some flooding in the front of our house. The water was up to the top of our mailboxes. So it receded, but that was pretty terrifying. Where our house is not in a flood zone. In fact, it's supposed to be dry even in Category 4, but we had floodwaters just following the storm.
Do you feel like you're out of danger now?
It feels like we're out of danger. I mean, we're all concerned about rain and that they'll continue to come. But we are a sunny day flood area in Wilmington, so we see the floods after they come down from inside the state. So the Cape Fear River will crest a lot later than inside of the internal parts of North Carolina. So I think people closer to the river are not out of danger. The biggest issue is just surviving because we know we're cut off. There's no gas. Stores are reopening, and the people running the stores are amazing. It's a little scary to go in. They have sheriffs parked around the stores to make sure people leave when they're supposed to. The shelves are not terribly supplied, but there is food. Harris Teeters are open all over town, mm-hmm. and hardware stores are open.
And do you have enough supplies at home?
Yes, we were well stocked. And my husband actually owns a roofing company, so he's been running around trying to help people get their roofs in shape and making sure all his jobs are secure.
He's probably going to have a lot of work in the next few months.
he's working on a roof for Wilmington Brewing Company, and they're firing up the kettles today to make sure Wilmington has beer. And so
right.
he's checking it out to make sure that everything's safe there.
Now, you're talking to us on your cell phone. How have you been able to charge that?
The generator. So a generator's running on our porch, and the electric, there's a plug that comes off that, so we charge it off the generator. So, but that's not an option for everybody, so we're really lucky.
That's Leslie Hudson joining us from the line at the gas station in Wilmington, North Carolina. Leslie, good luck to you. Thanks so much for talking with us.
No trouble.